After the British invasion, the guitar reigned as the king of pop instruments. Music critic Milo Miles reviews three guitar players he says are innovators who have their roots in rock.
There's a number of reasons the guitar remains the people's choice as an instrument. It's relatively easy to learn, it's portable, even with a small amp, and you can sing while you play it. But I think the overwhelming reason these days is that generations of players grew up hearing so much intense guitar, especially in rock, but also in folk and blues. All three of the inventive players I talk about here started out entranced by rock or rock-related styles, which helps explain why they're all, well, believers in the possibilities of guitar. Richard Leo Johnson is an Arkansas native who first came to attention through several albums on the jazz label Blue Note starting in the late 90s. He's entirely self-taught. He says that when he was just starting out, a friend gave him an unmarked tape of Leo Kottke and John McLaughlin, and Johnson assumed it was the work of a single guitarist. Like I said, possibilities. Johnson's latest album is The Legend of Vernon McAllister, which was inspired by a 1930s steel-bodied guitar with the name Vernon McAllister scratched on the back. Johnson made up a whole history of Vernon McAllister that suggests a story out of Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. But the story's forgettable, especially since it suggests the legend of Vernon McAllister is merely a recreation of the mountain music and blues of the 30s. The music is too weird for that. Johnson's skill is that he constantly suggests blues, bluegrass, jazz, and folk picking without ever quite settling down into any style but his own. The echoes he captures of all the other modes keeps you intrigued and off balance. He occasionally wanders into rootless territory that has only the empty prettiness of New Age. But more often he's a deft impressionist, sketching down a dream of Depression-era twang. Like Johnson, guitarist Dominic Frasca does a lot of percussive tapping on his instrument. But there's a dense, driven quality to Frasca's beats, which is not surprising for a player who started out under the influence of AC/DC and later became as impressed with Steve Reich and Philip Glass. On his debut album, Deviations, Frasca plays a custom 10-string guitar with both nylon and steel strings in the sort of expanded minimalist style associated with New York's Bang on a Can group. But his rock passions are still down there, and he shows a lot more flesh and blood, menace and drama than pure classical guitarists. Deviations also includes several fascinating miniature numbers. But on the extended pieces, Frasca becomes a muscle minimalist who combines raw power arpeggios with harmonic slow burn. He says he's inspired more by ensemble works than solo guitarists, and he does sound like a whole band. Sweden's Jonas Hellborg also feeds the same need for energy, speed, and dexterity, though he plays bass. He came to prominence playing behind John McLaughlin, but Hellborg's often shown more affinity for earthy rocking than McLaughlin, particularly when it comes to fusions with Indian music. and Helborg has never led a more ferocious Indian fusion set than his latest, Kali's Son. The trio includes Helborg's longtime collaborator V. Selvaganesh on Kanjira drum, but the key player is Niladri Kumar and his modified sitar that he calls a zitar. And yes, most often it sounds like an electric guitar. On some Kali's Son tracks, Kumon plays regular sitar, and they have a more traditional raga jam feel. The best advertisement for the unifying effect of a rock and jazz fusion background is that there's no sense of strain on this album, of mashing styles and traditions together. The players like big bad rave-ups like the finale, Brightness, where Helborg dances as quickly and lightly as Kumon. And they know how to get crazy without self-consciousness. The guitar heroes of yesterday showed the way.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed new releases from Richard Leo Johnson, Dominic Frasca, and Jonas Helborg. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Ian Chillog directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a track from Ray Davies' new CD, Other People's Lives. We'll feature a new interview with him next week on Fresh Air.
Fight fate, time won't wait. You can't run away from time. And time is the avenger. But why should we just surrender to it? Set ourselves free this time. We must try to escape because it's never too late. Liberation is ours.